Today my topic is pastors and the house of the Lord. Pastors or shepherds in the house of the Lord. Many people ask me, Pastor, what is your job? What is your work? And I want to clearly tell you this morning. You will understand what the job of a pastor is. Hallelujah. If you look at the theme verse for our month, is surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That there is no day which is exempted from that. Amen. There's no day which is exempted where goodness and mercy is not following you. Aren't you amazed that you have followers in your life? Who are the followers? Goodness and mercy. Yeah, that's the followers. They're following you. Never think you are alone. There's goodness and mercy of the Lord following you every day. And that will lead you to the house of the Lord. Now, whatever we think spiritually, we will see it one day physically. Hallelujah. I used to imagine and dream from our church. Because in 1989 or 88, I suppose, I was probably 5 or 6 years that time. And I heard this sound in my sleep, in Muscat, in my bedroom. I remember faintly. I was to US, UK. I went around the places, okay, when my childhood. Yeah, now I may not going around, but that time, travel agents, my dad was a travel agent in Muscat. So he used to get free ticket, probably to send a fax, he will go there. He will carry some important documents, so it's free for him. Sometimes he'll take us along. And those days we had so much of fun in the flight. I remember the Lufthansa air hostess pampering me with good cars and sweets. Nowadays they don't give anything. They look grumpy. Especially you go to Air India, that's all gone. You will think, Lord, this is the end of everything. But I still remember that night when the Lord spoke to me clearly. There are some times where we hear it so audibly. And that's one day I cannot express it to you. Go and build my church. At the age of 5 I heard it. At the age of 5. And what I heard now is a reality. Today, whatever you accept spiritually will manifest physically in your life. Today, if you accept your healing spiritually, it will manifest physically in your life. If you say, nothing is going to happen, nothing is going to happen. You're right. If you think nothing is going to happen, nothing will happen. If you think something beautiful is going to happen in the service, something beautiful will. It's all spiritual. Whatever you can claim, things in your life come spiritually before you claim it physically. Amen? Amen. So, you should always have your spiritual life full of faith. Faith is your hands in spiritual life. Amen? What are the hands in your spiritual life? Faith. So, more faith. You stretch your hands in faith, the Lord will give it to you. Hallelujah. Next week, I am talking about Pastor Andrew Prakash, a wonderful man of God. There was a one Sunday, his wife is also an amazing woman. She prophesies even better, and both of them together are a wonderful combo. I remember one day, one sister in our church said, this happened, okay? All of them got prophecy, I didn't get. So, auntie came to greet, and she called her out of the thing. You had a problem that you were not given a prophecy, so here is it. Here you go. And it was a powerful moment. But now that girl also learned, but auntie is coming back. Anyway, that's a different story. So what I'm trying to tell you is, God is not anybody's debtor. So this week, go powerfully pray. Because when the hands of the men of God come upon your life, we all have different roles in the church of God. Amen. It's not that my power is less and his power is great and his power is less. No. We all build. We are all in this. People have different giftings. And when we are appreciative of one another's giftings, the Lord will bless us. So we should understand first that the church is the house of the Lord. And when you make the church, when you are good sons and daughters in the house of God, you will physically stand before your house in heaven. The Bible says you have a house in your name in heaven. Hallelujah. One day after our death, immediately you will go and stand in front of your house. Yeah, you may have a jhopdi here, it doesn't matter. But if you have a jhopdi there, it really matters. Yeah. So whatever you do here is credited to your account. And as long as you love the Lord and you are a good son in the house of the Lord, you're not a backbencher in ministry. Hey, backbenchers won't get anything, man. In your style, I'm telling. Man, backbenchers, not people who are sitting in the back there. I'm telling people who are in the back bench in ministry, I don't want to do anything. I'm so busy, Pastor. You know what? Sister, can you take the women's fellowship? Can you lead it? Oh, I'm very busy, man. Not for you. You are a backbencher. If you are having a backbencher mentality, you will not get anything in heaven. Amen. We should abound in the work of the Lord. Everybody say, abound in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. When you abound in the work of the Lord, no backbench in ministry. When we do front bench, when we are front bench in ministry, ready to be equipped by God's word, ready to serve the Lord, God will give you good houses in heaven. John 14 and verse 1. John chapter 14 and verse 1 says, hallelujah, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, many mansions. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were so, not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where am I? Where I am, there you may be also. So in heavens you have houses. As you work for the Lord, as you serve the Lord on the earth, your house will be built in heaven. Hallelujah. So don't have a small house there. Let your house be really built there. Hallelujah. There are levels of heaven. There are levels of glory in heaven. So as you understand your spiritual responsibility, you will have a good house there. India, already it's all gone. We have come to, yesterday in the discipleship group I shared, in this modern India, it's better you don't have money. Otherwise the Indas will come. You know what is Indas? Tax fellow. In Malayalam we call Indas. Indas will come. What is this? What is the source of your money? From where earlier time you can just have some savings, you go and get some money. Now if you try to sell that money, from where you got this money? July, before December 31st, you have to go and stand in the queue and give your Aadhaar to your bank. And from then onwards, 50,000 rupees above transactions, you will have to submit the source of account and everything goes to the database. For example, if somebody is sick, say Samiksha's dad is sick. Just an imagination. Okay, something. Sick, he's in the hospital. You want 50,000 rupees, 70,000 rupees. You're going and swiping your card and telling, and immediately they'll say, please, your Aadhaar number, please. Aadhaar is invalid. No, you cannot get it. You cannot have cash. You cannot. What will happen? This is what is happening in Modi ji's new India. Amen. So please, pray, precious people of God, pray for that man, our prime minister. He's a good man. We pray that he will have sound wisdom, grace, anointing and wisdom. Amen. That whatever he does will also work to the glory of God. Last week one very bad incident happened in Rajasthan. Open defecation. It's the Swachh Bharat, you know, Abhiyan is going on. So now they have deployed some villains, thugs, so that people will not go and relieve in the nature. Earlier, before these toilets and all came, people used to go and do it outside. You know, our villages, India's villages are like that. So now the toilets are being built. Now in Rajasthan, what happened is two daughters were going and trying to relieve themselves in the morning. And these fellows who do not want this to happen, what they do is they first threaten them that you should not do, you should go and relieve yourself in the... It's a good idea. But sometimes it gets, you know, to become a habit, it may take some time. Now the next tactic is to take photos. And see, this is our India, I'm telling you. If you are not praying, our generation are in danger. We are also in danger. So when they went and clicked the photo, the father of the daughters objected. You know what these fellows did? They hit and killed him in front of their daughters. This is called the lynching India. Lynching India. We are talking about make in India, made in India, all these stuff. Friends, this is the India which we are living in. Every day we are hearing of reports like this. We have a house in heaven. Amen. Never lose that hope. When you are strongly rooted in the house of the Lord, everything of yours comes from the Almighty God. Hallelujah. So never be a backbencher in the ministry. Always abound in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the psalmist starts this psalm with a relationship statement. Correct? Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now, God is not directly coming and telling you. Is Jesus coming face to face to Filson and telling, hey Filson, come on man, just come and read God's word. Or coming to Sheba and telling, hey Sheba, come. God is not directly coming to you. He is equipping men of God for you. Shepherding, pastors. They are called shepherds. And today I want to talk to you something about how shepherding is important in your life. Hallelujah. But you should understand that you should not be lifelong sheep. Everybody says, I should not be lifelong sheep. I should take the dawn of a shepherd also. Yeah. Yes. Because I'm not telling you have to start a church, but in case God gives you a church, a burden to start somewhere, please go ahead. Not in the opposite shop. Somewhere else, 100 kilometers away. Kolar or Davangiri or Chitradurga. Go. Start a church. Pastor, I got a vision to start my church. Where? Opposite of your church. That won't work. Hallelujah. So, if you have a habit of burden, because I was a sheep. I'm not a shepherd's son. My dad is a banker. He's a bank manager. Hallelujah. He's a layman. He's always committed to the work of God. He's not a preacher. My mom is not a preacher. But somehow, through the church, I became a church boy. I heard the messages. And the Lord's calling came upon me. And then, what did the Lord do? He took me as a sheep, put me into a shepherd's family. Now, they are a shepherd's family, all of them. All of them. Her mother is a pastor, father is a pastor, grandfather, grandmother, all of them. So that's how God makes you a shepherd. He gives you responsibilities. And then, I had to start a church and here I am shepherding you. So, you may have probably come running a life circle group. That's also part of shepherding. You are helping. When you go for your circle groups, of course your circle leaders are helping me in the responsibility. I cannot come every time because of our schedules and work. So what we do, we ask the circle leaders to share the theme for the month, have some good time of fellowship, and thus you are built up in the house of the Lord. Amen. So the house of the Lord, shepherding is very important. If I'm telling, see friends, I can go in a low mode, maintenance mode. You know what is it? Maintenance mode. Maintenance mode is every Sunday come. But Friday, last week we went to Sarjapur Road, Outer Ring Road. Many of you were sleeping. Only six people came. That's why I said many of you were. I can also say, you are not coming. What should I do? Close the Friday prayer. Can I do or not? But why am I opening it? I am the shepherd. If I sheep, already you are sleeping. Already? Tell the truth, brothers. Already you are sleeping. If I sleep, you will sleep even more. Even the trumpet of the Lord will not wake you up. I messaged you. Samiksha, I am outside your house. Come fast. I didn't get a message from him. Probably he was tired and, you know, sleeping. It's okay. It's hard. I know. I understand. I was also a sheep, man. I understand. But let's try. Once in a week, come to the church. Devotion and prayer. And my goodness, 637 Outer Ring Road is like the most happening place in Bangalore. If you are going to Outer Ring Road and living for just to see there for one day, 10 years of your life will get shorter. That much happening. Big trucks, lorries, flights over your head. Belandur Lake with the froth. I'm like, oh God, Banarghatta Road is very calm. This is a good place for church. Say praise the Lord. It's very good. Not much traffic and all here. Of course, that silk boat, that is the gateway to heaven or hell, whatever it is. So if you are coming to the church, it's the gateway to, otherwise it is hell. So it's like that. So the church of the Lord is most important, and God has given you shepherds to take care of you. Now I want to tell you, shepherding doesn't happen. I cannot take care of my family itself. How can I take care of you and your children and your? It's something very, very, very hard. It's very hard. It's not easy. Do you agree or no? Yeah. You better agree. It's not easy. Now, the relationship starts. The Lord is my shepherd. In the same way, if I ask you who is your pastor, you should say, Pastor Ashley is my pastor. Yes. That's a relationship. In fact, sometimes I go to shelter house. Then when it is boring, I will go to Pastor Paul Tangaya. Then I will go to CSI, INRU. That is not. You should have your own shepherd. And you should be closely involved. And you should be mentored. You should offer yourself to be mentored by a man of God. Because shepherding is very important. Because the Lord said, the Lord is our shepherd. And He gives shepherding to people. Hallelujah. He makes us a shepherd because you are a sheep. In us, to dwell in the house of the Lord, we need to make as the Lord as our shepherd. And also you should come under the mantle of a man of God. There is no problem in going and talking to your pastor. Some people say, pastor is a big man. I'm not a big man. But you can come and talk. One day come and have a tea with me. I will be so delighted. Who said I would not be delighted? If there is some apprehensions, please let it go. Come. Or you can invite. We can have a tea together, coffee together, talk about life, talk about what's happening. And let me tell you, nobody will talk in Bangalore like me to you. I challenge you, encouraging you. Go forward. Sometimes we may warn you, we may encourage you, because the Lord has given us the sheep and we are in charge of the flock. Hallelujah. If you are disconnected with your pastor and the roles with the pastor gives, you are disconnected from your heavenly shepherd. Yes, that's the truth. Many people, I'm coming to that. Now, when you are coming under the shepherd, covering of a shepherd, you will, without shepherding, you will starve spiritually. You will starve. See, if you are not going to a church, you try for 2-3 weeks. Now you have this background. Most of you are strong in the church. 3 weeks or 1 or 2 weeks. Just don't go to church. Go to somewhere else. You let me know how is your life. You will try finding. You will be at unrest. When you are close to God's word, you will never starve spiritually. But in this context, I want you to understand there are thieves also. Everybody say thieves. Yeah. John chapter 10. Hallelujah. 10 and verse 1. This is said in a different concept, but you can take it in the church concept also. Okay? John 10 and verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Who is a thief and a robber? Who comes through the other way. You know, this is a church. If somebody tells, hey, Sujo, how many churches have split like that, you know? Many churches have split like that. Because pastor is not that powerful, you know. He will not say, hey, I see 40,000 coming credited in your check, in your account. Sometimes we may go that way, if we sit like that. Immediately they will say, oh, my pastor, he doesn't know. This prophet is powerful. And the prophet also likes that attention which he is getting, aura he is getting. Pastor, power fellow, he is sitting there and praying, Lord bless them, keep them safe. We know to pray and cry and pray. Through the back door, who is entering? Prophet. The Bible calls him as a thief. Thief and a robber. He that entereth by the door. If you are having a close relationship with your pastor, what you should do is you should let me know who is ministering to your life. Yeah. You are coming every week here, no? If something happens, these prophets won't come. I have to come. There was something which happened in one church and they were attracted by this evangelist, one church member. They are meeting thousands of people. Evangelists, you know, no? One message is enough. They will go around. Flights only for them. I am thinking, Lord, I am a pastor here. I only row in my Activa here and there in Bannerghatta Road. These evangelist people, one message, they go in flights and 10,000 come. It's a big net probably. God works in different ways. I'm happy in my active, okay? I'm very blessed seeing you every week after week. Though I don't know how it is about you. Amen. So, suddenly the evangelist comes out with an idea. What is the idea, no? Business blessing plan. What is it? The tenth of your business, give it to my ministry and your ministry will... The tithe should go to the evangelist's pocket or to the house of the Lord. Suddenly this man, aha, my business should increase, so I will give to whom? Evangelist. When the death comes, who will come and bury? Evangelist will come and bury. Yeah? Who will come and bury? Pastor Gary has to come, no? So, these things, when you are in the hospital, you will go to evangelist and say, hey, please pray for me. He will not even have, his telecallers will be there. Some good talking ladies. Yeah, sollinga brother. Illa, ayya, ippa konjam busy-a irukkaru. Anytime when you call your pastor, is he there for you or not? So understand, I'm not telling they are all robbers or thieves. No. They should operate in the proper channel of the church. God has kept ministry in this way. How? The church is important. Who is taking care of a church? A pastor is taking care of his sheep. I know about you as much as you know about me, or more than that, I do not know. But because we are a small church, if it goes big, I may not be able to know all of you, but I have to make it a point to know about what's happening. At least understand where you're staying. Yesterday, for the first time, I went to Raju Brothers' house. They're coming here for 1.5 years. I was thinking, Lord, why didn't I go to that house all this while? Either they didn't call me or I didn't go. So friends, if I have not come to your house, call me. Amen? That seals that relationship. I love to come to your house. Have a coffee, black coffee, black tea, or Pepsi, or 7-Up. If you have that shepherding concept, if you like other evangelists to be your shepherds, go with them, invite them, they will come. No problem. But what I'm trying to tell you is, pastors are very important in the scheme of the church, in the house of the Lord. If you want to dwell in the house of the Lord here, or if you want to dwell in heaven, recognize the work which a pastor does. No hallelujahs are coming. Am I boring you? Okay, more boring stuffs are coming. Today you are in for it. Hallelujah. So he who does not enter by the door is a thief, but he that entereth by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. These days there are new pastors coming in. You know how? Through YouTube. It's there, no? That's why I am also in YouTube. Don't tell me that I am not there. All the services are recorded live. From next week, high bandwidth, high resolution. You will see me so clearly that you will not miss me out anywhere. All one man came to our church and said, Pastor, you don't know this man, that man? I said, no, I don't know. What messages you know? Oh, okay. But you should be introduced to these people. I said, brother, my Lord has no time to speak to me. And you want me to hear. Then when I went to that person's YouTube channel, I saw that preacher having full tattoos. Full? And powerfully, people are falling, rising up. I said, but from next week that brother didn't come, so I didn't have to deal with him. He knew my pulse. So I'm not against all these things, but whatever is done scripturally, we should follow it. Last week I saw a strange video. One person is in Malayali, in Adur, it's happening, very close to my house. One prophet, he's like, you know, he's telling, when we enter your house, there are two red chairs. Yeah, red chairs. There is a black cat behind your yeah, correct. He's doing buying a prophecy. I was like, what is this man doing all this? And then at last he's telling. Then this man is telling in English, and many people do not know English in that atmosphere. So he's telling, you had a shock and you touched an electric wire. And that lady is telling he touched a generator. Then touched and he's like this. One man, patient, is sitting there. He cannot move because of. So this prophet is telling, you touch the wire. He's telling, you touch the generator. So the mediator fellow is telling, prophet, whatever you said is right. Only when people who know English like me, hearing it, pakka wrong things. And then I am seeing him. Yesterday I got information that he's caught in some scandal. I do not know that prophet is caught in some. These women like these things, especially. Women are susceptible to. And whom did Satan catch? Huh? Why you know? Why you know? Because Adam kitta paripu vegadu. Paripu vegadu means the dal will not that is the cook fast. But ladies, devil ji, you are prophesying to me. That's all gone. We are all here. Ladies, I want to tell you, especially to the ladies, he who does not enter through the door, don't go for any personal prayer, even if I call you. If you are a spinster, you ask my wife also to come. That's what I will do that. You needn't tell me. If she cannot come, I will put this all open. Nobody should tomorrow say, what is he doing in a closed door? Nothing. I have heard of stories like this. Some women go and suddenly this man of God tells you need the touch of a father. You know what? What's that? Touch of a father. Hug of a father. Then hugging and starts with that. I'm telling you. How many of you have heard of something like that? You have heard? Or you are in some other world? Huh? Friends, be careful. And I heard this video or the conversation which this prophet is talking all bad, vulgar things. Over WhatsApp and all these things. Anyway, I'm not able to confirm all those things, but what I'm telling is something has happened, an allegation has happened. And then at last of that meeting, he's telling miracle money. What is that? Bapre. You know, 5,000 people around are sitting there, and they're telling, if you receive, you will have miracle money. Then they're telling, okay, now I'm going to pray for miracle money. In your pocket purse, what will happen? Money. So I was looking eagerly. My goodness, let me just see. I was all kinds of... Sheba is coming and give me tea. I said, give me. She's not knowing anything. Then she's coming with her own. That's how we work. So sometimes she will catch my attention. So she gave me the tea and I was like cooking miracle money. What is happening in the miracle money? In the end of the service, in Jesus' name. That also in the name of? So anybody got miracle money? Immediately one lady is standing. How much? I thought probably 2,000. I saw 100 rupees in my Bible. Oh, God had only 100 rupees to put it in the Bible. Big miracle has happened. I was like, Lord, I cannot handle this again. It's all being aired in YouTube live. What happened just 2 weeks before. Friends, prophecy is good. Prophetic voice is not astrology. Then go for astrologer, no? You know what is astrology? They will tell you correctly. They will cover their face. Show me. You are from Bangalore. You are staying this, that tata, that crow, that parrot will say, not crow, parrot. Parrot will stay. You want to know astrology. People have substituted prophecy to astrology. Prophet ji, please tell me what will happen. Read the word of God, man, and pray. Future will come. Instead of that, I see this, I see that, I see Bhudam there, I see two Lutapis there, I see two Kutusans there. It is all there. You don't need his eyes to see evil. It's all in evil, engulfed atmosphere. But when you are in the truth of God's word, when you are in the house of God, no one shall snatch you out of his hand. Hallelujah. Amen. So prophetic wisdom is good. Past, present, future and all. If the prophet knows God's word, nothing like that. Amen. So don't go and put your head and please pray. My pastor doesn't pray for me. Nothing is revealing to you. When you come itself, nothing will be revealed to me. You go to him, everything will be revealed. Why? So friends, learn to know the thief and the robber. A stranger they will not know, but will flee from him, for they will not know the voice of the strangers. Because after then to be very worse. Especially ladies, I request you, anybody who comes in for prayer, might be a man of God, a woman of God, a great man of God, wonderful man of God, never go inside a room alone with a man of God. Is that clear? Jesus gave the first duty to shepherd his lambs to Peter. John 21 and verse 17. John 21 and verse 17 says, after Peter, hallelujah. 21 and verse 17. He saith unto him the third time, say the third time. Simon, son of Jonas, or John, lovest thou me? Peter was... Why did he grieve? When Jesus asked him, do you love me? He was? Why? Because he didn't love him. That's all. If he loved him, will he be grieving? He's asking to Peter, do you love me? Because earlier two times he gave an answer. You know what? Yeah, Lord, thou knowest I love you. Thou knowest I love you. You know that. What a question, Lord. You know that? Who is telling you no? This fellow, Peter, with all respect, should not call it fellow. He's our main man, Peter. In front of a maid servant, he said, I do not Jesus, who are you talking about? I don't know him at all. A person who was with Jesus for 3.5 years, he's telling, I don't know him at all. And to him, he's asking, Peter, do you love me more than these? These means the fish fry. God has made some fish fry. Some people like the fish fry which God makes, not the Lord. You understand what I'm telling? See, Peter, after the Lord was crucified, he resurrected, God revealed once, and then the Lord was going and coming, you know, heavenly realm. He is the Son of God, so he went and requested to the Lord, Father, there, 40 more days, let me hang out, otherwise these fellows will spoil the entire plan. I went and suffered for them so badly. If I am not going to be there for 40 days, what will happen? That's all gone. So already Peter started his work, where he went back to the sea to catch fish. And then from the seashore, Jesus is asking, hey children, do you have anything to eat? Do you have anything to eat? Immediately Peter is, hey, that looks like Jesus. That looks like him. That looks like his voice. And the Bible says, naked he came out. Because this fellow was naked going inside. Probably fishermen were like that. We do not know. Anyway, and then when they came, Jesus already had fish which was fried on the thing. See, Jesus doesn't need your fish fry. If you want, you take it from him. Amen. Praise the Lord. But if you really love him, the Bible says, Peter was grieved the third time and he said, Lord, you know all things. My things are not. If I am not up to your standard, you know it. You know it at all. And Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. So that was the order which God gave. So friends, if I am feeding you today, it's because the Lord has said to your shepherd, feed my lambs. Hallelujah. God gives the shepherd as his gift. Jeremiah 3 and verse 15 says, hallelujah. I'm talking about the house of the Lord. So if you learn about the house of the Lord, you should learn about pastoring. You should learn about shepherding. And Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 15 says, and I will give you. Who will give you? The Lord will give you pastors according to my heart, not your heart. Many people say, Pastor, you're not preaching well. Not that. I'm not getting that feeling in my flesh that I will get a car. That's good, no? Hey, friend, you're going to get a car. You're going to get good money. Wow! There people will flock in. But where there is the word of God, discourse is there, opening, flipping through the Bible, people will be less there. Generally, there will be less. So, what is God telling? I will give you pastors according to his heart. Hallelujah. The heart of God is revealed in your shepherd's heart. Never forget that. The heart of God will be revealed by your pastor, by the pastoring community. It may make sense to you. That's why we have had today Vaishiba is playing the keyboard. Some people were there. I told them strictly, you play this, you play for Jesus alone. Don't do this and that. This and that. If you are doing this and that, this is not the place. So many people left. Some people went because of their job. That's why they left. But we are strong to our commitment. Hallelujah. The Lord's heart is, because at the end of the day, when I go to the Lord, I should not offer a sacrifice which is having strange incense. It's wrong for me. It's wrong for you. Everybody who serves the Lord should serve with purity. You will code well in your company. Yeah, that's how it is. You will manage well. You will mix well with your company. There will be not a good worker like you, because you are engaging yourself in the word of the Lord. You are getting understanding. You are getting knowledge. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4 and verse 11 says, for you to get PhD degree in spiritual life. Everybody say PhD degree. There is PhD degree. We all want pass only. We only want just to pass. Pastor, that's enough for me in spiritual life. Others all we want PhD, but that doesn't matter there. What is God telling in Ephesians 4 and verse 11? And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So what you should all do for the work of the... Why are pastors given to you? Pastors are given to me so that I will get a beautiful bungalow in West Indies and on the sea. You know, like Tom and Jerry in Tom. Tom has this beach bath and all. You have seen him? With cooling glasses. Like that. That pastors you like. Hallelujah. Friends, pastoring is not given for that. Why are pastors sent to you? So that knowledge and understanding will increase. Secondly, that for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. When we say, Philson, come and do the work of the Lord, you should not be angry. Pastor is calling me again today. Many people have done the work like that. You know, doing the work can be done in a burdensome way or in a joyful way. The devil will try offending you. Don't miss July 1st or 3rd, 2nd week. My wife is doing a good course on the bait of Satan. Wonderful sermon series, and I have asked her to go through that book, and it's a very important sermon which you have to hear. So, the first, number one thing is, should not take the work of God as a burden. The burden is, of course it's a burden, but the burden is light. Everybody say, the yoke is light. Now only you can bear it. After some time, 40 and all, you will come in. If you are in our church, no, you will be like this only. But if you go somewhere, what are you telling? Now only I am having sugar, diabetes, cholesterol, heart is weak, pipe is weak, kidney weak. None of you will have that in Jesus' name. Amen. You will be full of health and sap in Jesus' name. Your leaves will be green in Jesus' name. As you hear the word of God and as you engage in the truth of God's word, you will be healthy. Hallelujah. Amen. So, the gift of the Lord is... So, why is pastors given? So that Samiksha will come out of his house and work for the Lord. So, tomorrow you will not get angry at me. Yuvraj, do that app. Pastor, you are troubling me so much. Then I am not your pastor. Forget me. When I give you a work, do that happily. So that for the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. Work of the ministry for the edifying. Everybody say edifying. Edifying. So never be a backbencher. Yeah. Don't be a backbencher. Somebody woke up, no? Don't ever. I can't think of a backbencher in ministry. It's so bad. Hallelujah. There is nothing more bad than being a backbencher in ministry. Do the work of the Lord with happiness. Hallelujah. Serve the Lord with gladness. Rejoice with trembling. Hallelujah. Amen. Backbenchers is bad. It's not a place to be. In college you can be in backbench to do naughty things. But in the church, never take a back seat. Hallelujah. As far as possible, do the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then we have to come in unity of faith. Everybody say unity of faith. Your faith, my faith. We all should come in the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. Knowledge of the Son of God. Knowledge of Jesus. That's why pastors are given. So that you will have a knowledge of the Son of God. And you will rise up to be a perfect man unto the measure of the stature. Everybody say, measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I cannot follow my father. You are telling me to go to the stature of Christ. That is God's heart for you. That's God's heart for passion, to be like Jesus. When Jesus went to the temple, when he saw money tables, exchangers, business and happening, what did he do? He took a whip of and gave patafat. Good, good father, people are singing. They were singing, good, good father. It's who you are. Chick, chick, Edmund. It's who I am. Chuck, chuck. You are a good, good father. Hallelujah. You should have the zeal for the house of the Lord. At the age of 12, when Mary and Joseph went away after their Sunday service, where was Jesus sitting? He was sitting in the temple only. So they thought after 3 days, good parents, no? Wonderful parents. 3 days they didn't have a... And I thought they were in good company. Probably when we are here, we don't worry about today. Christy's sister was managing. So we are happy. We know that now it's in safe hands. No problem. So probably Mary and Joseph must have thought, okay, there are some sister Christy's or Shraddha or somebody of you here. So they just went. After 3 days, Jesus is not to be Who should have known what is tap 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 of Mary? Mary went back. Where is he? Where is Jesus? Went all the way back. What is he doing? Arguing with the chief priests and rulers. 3 days he was in the. Hallelujah. When you make the house of God as your house, you will never leave it. Everybody say, you will never leave it. You will never leave it. Hallelujah. You love coming to the church. You will be a church member. And you will have the best place in heaven. Best place in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, shepherds are given so that you will rise. Pastor, you are setting high benchmark. We say, come on time. Some people will be like, always telling, coming on time. Friend, it is the Lord whom we are serving. If you are not time on time into church, what are we? Whom are we? Please. Do the work. Clean well. Sweep well. If we are faithful, the Lord will give us a better place. Amen. Never disregard your shepherd. Have a good relationship with him. If he says something, it's for your good. Everybody say, it's for my good. Don't get offended. Many people got offended. I don't care. Let me tell you one thing, friends. Many people left this church. I still love them. Making its public confession. Through the life, we have hurts with nobody. They must have had thousands of hurts. Our doors are all open for everybody. Holy Spirit makes you gives the shepherding. And you should be strong in the front row serving the Lord. Amen? Amen. Everybody say, front row serving the Lord. I have to go very quickly. Church is a big subject. Now I want to tell you some behavioral system in the church. Okay? What is that? Behavioral system. This I didn't take in the Tamil service, but I want to just tell you so that you will understand. And then very quickly I will tell you my portfolio. What am I doing? 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 1. Right, behavior in the church. Behavior in the church. 1 Timothy 5 and verse 1. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father. So if there is anybody like in our church, like Dr. Singh, we should not say, hey, Dr. Singh, you have to do this. I should not do it. He's like a father. We should respect him like a father. Honor those who are elder to you, elderly to you. How many of you know there are people elder to you in the church? Okay. And the younger brethren as brethren, young brothers. There are people younger to you, young brothers as your own young tambi, tangachi, in that way. Hallelujah. Not as anybody. These days, hey man, go man, gee man, so man. That's not church. Hey dude, how are you man? Cooler man? Bro, yeah bro. That this fellows have, cinema people have got it from us. Now bro only. Everything bro. Okay. Anna, Akka. So good. Hallelujah. That will come later. So, when you come to the church, there is a special way of dealing. Hallelujah. See, honor widows that are widows indeed. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them first learn to show piety at home. Require their parents, for that is good and acceptable before the Lord. Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate, trusteth in God and continueth in supplication and prayers. That's widows. Widows were a lot of issue that time. Lot of widows were there in the church. So Paul was telling, don't go too much into the pleasure of the world. So it's not about marital pleasure. Everybody say, it's not about marital pleasure. So if the Lord gives you a good guy, please go ahead and marry. Look at his Facebook page. If he likes these Shakira, Ukira, then ask him, do you really like Shakira? You know, because these days it's very hard to get good guys, good girls. Girls are even hard to manage. Boys, somehow we can bring them to track. These ladies, if they go, somebody used to say, if a madman gets mad, we can somehow tame him. But if the chain gets mad, what will happen? So, friends, it's not about marital pleasure. You have to live according. What is important? Worshipping God day and night is important. Everybody say, worshipping God day and night is important. Not marriage. To marriage people also, I'm telling. Pastor, my family is very, very important. Of course, yes. But nothing should come in between you from serving the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Amen. She that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. It seems widows who are lost their husband not, should not ache for getting married. But if you need somebody, you can. It's all there. But in the back, you should not always live in pleasure. But you should. The Bible says if a widow is like that, she's already dead by living. Do you understood that? And these things given charge that they may be blameless. Then widow is all there. Now it's mostly about widows and which is talked about there. So it's not in our context, but I encourage you to go read First Timothy 5. Hallelujah. Verse 14 says, I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the... Who has to guide the house? Because sometimes we men, that's why WO is also added to you. Say it's a blessing. What is the difference between men and women? A W and O. So there is something addition. So what you should do? Guide the house. Guide the house. All of them, wives, women, you should guide the house, that no occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. Verse 15, for some are already turned aside after Satan. If any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them. Let not the church be charged. And then verse 17 says, let the elders that rule well be accounted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. Now I am a person who is laboring among you in word and what should I deserve? So when you see me, what you should do, you know? Don't do that, I'm just showing you. That's what the Bible says. Those who serve the Lord, who is laboring in word and doctrine, deserves double honor. Hallelujah. Especially those who labor in the word. So scripture says, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. Against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. So when you say that I have a problem, I have a serious problem, I did something very wrong. Okay, probably in the internet I did some, there was a pastor who did, he impersonated himself, one big church pastor, okay, in Seattle. He impersonated himself and talked filthy words to whoever accused him over the net. You know what is filthy words? Rubbish. But who is he on a Sunday? Pastor of a big church. 14,000 people were there in that church. How many? 14,000 people. Somebody knew this. That he is impersonating himself and going in a different name and targeting the sheep or whoever is talking bad about him. That's not the scriptural way of dealing with things. So, one fine day it all came to light. He resigned from his position. The church closed down. One another church which was very languishing for souls. All these fellows went there. That pastor must be praying so much, I think. Suddenly imagine 14,000 people coming to our church. How will it be? Huh? So, see, the elders are not, if I go walk, if I have some problem, what should first happen is probably somebody is saying that and two or three witnesses is required to charge me. You understand? That's what the scripture says. Okay. And then, there's a lot of things are there. So, servants who are under masters, it's all there. But rebuke not an elder, but entreat. That first verse is very important. Entreat him as a father, elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters with all purity. Verse 2, I forgot. The elder women as mothers. You understand what I'm telling? This is the church. In the church, all of us are important. When some Anna tells something, we should respect them. When some Akka tells something, we should respect it. If they tell foolishness, we all should come under the purview of God's word, understand what the word of God says, and build for one another. Amen. Somebody said, praise the Lord. You understand this? Amen. Hallelujah. Behavioral patterns in the church. Hallelujah. The last thing, I will go quickly. 5 minutes. What is my job description? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. When you have a shepherd in your life, you will have lack of nothing. I'm telling you, when there is a shepherd's hand over your life, through the Lord, you will lack nothing. Everybody say, I will lack. So if you do not love your pastor, you will lack something. But if you love me more and more, what will happen? So in the coming days, may you have lot of love for me. Well, I'm your pastor, no? So you should love nobody else. Yeah? Huh? You said something? Love her also, both of us. Without her, I am not there. She didn't say anything, but I'm just telling. So, loving the pastor and the family more and more, encouraging them, supporting them in your ministry. Our hearts are so thrilled to know that many hands are there to support us in the ministry. Amen. In the coming days. So, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not... He makes me to lie down in green pasture. So it's not that you lie down. Many people do not like God's word. Correct? No. If I am not asking you to read, will you read? He makes you lie down in green pastures. What you see in the cubicle of your company is not green pasture. It's just glass. Now I heard it's not cubicle. It's all straight. No privacy at all. Earlier, when my wife calls and all, you know, in my, when I was, you know, the cubicle also. Hey, how are you? Yeah. Now this fellow is sitting next to me. How many of you understand? Thank God I was not in that atmosphere. All of you be blessed in Jesus' name. May you get a good cabin in Jesus' name, where you can decorate and put some flowers, put some verses. Now that's not there. Now that whiteboard is also gone, I think. Whiteboard is there? You have come that way, brother? Cubicle is still there, or the cubicle is there? Straight. So that agile methodology, that's what they call, no? So everybody can snoop into other what he's doing, called filthy words, everything. Mark Zuckerberg, Superman, Superberg, is the one who devised this. Okay, so a shepherd makes you lie down in green pastures. What is the green pastures? The word of God. Amen. So if I am not going to green pastures, you will never even go into that. He makes you lie down in green pastures. May you have green pastures of God's word every day. Hallelujah. That's what the word of, wherever you see the word, God, word of God, it's green pasture. He leadeth me beside. So that is, number one is rest. Green pastures is rest. The more word of God you get, the more rest you get. Hallelujah. Second, he leadeth me beside still waters. It is refreshment. Hallelujah. Still waters, not a stagnant lake. Still waters means it's so pleasant. You know, you won't. There are some streams in UK and US and all. I have not seen. I want to see sometime that. You know, we all should go. That's very still. It's very still, but still it's moving, but it's still still. You know that? That beautiful. You can imagine that? Okay. In India, we don't know. We all see Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati coming together. That's not still waters. Still waters is very calm atmosphere. The pebbles will be there, green. Wow. You just go and just... You want to drink some water? Drink. So that is refresher. So what the pastor or shepherd does is he leads you beside the still water. Some songs are very still, you know, be still and know I am the Lord that healeth thee. These are all still water experiences. Some songs are tong, 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 tong. They are not still. They make you rough. So sometimes we say in our, to the worship leaders, don't bring all those baggage here. Some other churches you go. So whatever is there, we should not implement here. We should have real still waters. Hallelujah. A mighty fortress is our God. That's a still water experience. God is good all the time. That's still water. So we have to put you in still waters, not rock music. Already you are coming here. Your eyes will pop out like Tom and Jerry. So this heavy metal, trance, some music, these days worship music is trance. You know what is trance? What are you doing, sister? Worshipping God. That's not. Still waters is balance. Still waters is, you take it from the Lord. There's a balance everywhere. You have seen, some people are doing like yoga. Just sitting on the mat and... I'm not for that. I'm for order in the church. Amen. I'm for perfect order, perfect discipline in the church. Get it from the Lord. Still waters. Then, he restores my soul. Third important thing which a shepherd does you, he restores your soul. You came discouraged. How many of you have come weeks discouraged, but after the service you feel like, wow, I can conquer a David. That's how it is. He restores your soul. I can conquer a Goliath. So you didn't correct me also. I can conquer a Goliath. You came discouraged, but suddenly the word of God comes in and you get encouraged to do the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Then he leads you in the paths of righteousness. So next blessing is righteousness. Hallelujah. You become a righteous man. There is nobody who speaks well like you. There is nobody who walks better than you. When you walk into your office, you walk with dignity. You walk with respect. You look at women with utmost sincerity and grace. You bless one another. You walk a righteous lifestyle. He leads me. Who leads? It's the Lord through the shepherd who leads you in the paths of righteousness for his own sake. Then there is a problem. Then there is some time where we do not like being there. You know what is that? Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Some of the hardest moments as a pastor is to go and comfort those people who are in death. When you have a shepherd-sheep relationship, when you are a pastor watching over your life, when you are walking in the steps of the shepherd, what is happening is the rod of the staff. Every day you are getting the glow today. Hallelujah. If you see it, better for you. If you are not seeing it, somebody else will be blessed. No problem. Hallelujah. But one thing is there. When that hits your inbox, the evil spirits that are designed to bring you down in your email will run away, because the rod and staff, new theology, probably take it like that. Somehow, at least that you will hear. Hallelujah. When the words of the shepherd comes, the wolves run away. Hallelujah. David, when he was a shepherd, what did he do? When he saw sheep being snatched, what did he do? Okay, have a good sheep curry, mutton curry. I am also hungry, you are also hungry. Both of you have a good... Did he say that? He went and dragged the lion, tore the bear, and save the sheep. Hallelujah. This is what your shepherds ideally do. You want to be in my place? Then be. I invite you. Come. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you. Hallelujah. Take on the lions that attacks you. Take on the bears that attack you. Take on the evil spirits that come against your way. And you will be blessed. Next, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So there's a reward there. In front of your enemies, when your pastor gives you, today there are a lot of unseen hosts of evil, demonic forces that want to put you down. But today, the Lord is laying a table before you in the presence of your enemies. You will be blessed in Jesus' name. You will be held at top in Jesus' name. You will have good blessing in Jesus' name. You will have the anointed lifestyle in Jesus' name. What is the reward? Thou anointest my head with oil and my cup run over. When you have a shepherd over your life, your cup will run over. It's not stagnant. You will run over. Everybody say run over. See, the sheep, when they are in the winter times, they will have this flea, mosquitoes and flies. When they come and sit on their head, they feel so irritated. They will say, meh, meh, full time, meh, meh, meh only. So what will the shepherd do? He will put a little oil on the top of the sheep's head, and that oil will comfort. Today, the oil of the shepherd is coming over your head. In Jesus' name, lift your hands. Hallelujah. Your cup will run over. The sheep and mosquitoes will not affect you. Little irritations will not affect you. You will run over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.